one under the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sermon for the ninth Sunday after Trinity is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. The sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light." Let's start the text. "It is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes the judgment. Every birthday pushes you one day closer to death day. The candles finally blown out by nothing else but your final exhale of breath. It is the point of no return. But death is not a single point. Day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, you are perpetually dying. Even the common cold is a reminder that one day your mortal flesh shall lie cold within the earth. As God's word proclaims about aging in Psalm 90, as for the days of your lives, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, they contain 80 years. Yet the best of them are but sorrow and labor, for soon it is gone, and we fly away." And just where do you fly? To the judgment seat of God. That's where. "There you shall appear before the one who knows all, before whom nothing is hidden. Do you really think that you can conceal something, anything, from him? He who created the eye, has he not seen your every greedy gaze of coveting, your every lustful look, what you've done when no man's eye has looked on? He who formed the ear, has he not listened to every lie and heard every hurtful, hateful word you have spoken throughout your lives? Has he not heard you when you lower your voice to gossip about others? If you shake the hands and body, you think he is ignorant of thieving hands, lazy hands, hands bloody from violence and backstabbing, hands grabbing for more and more idols, and bodies used for indecent reasons. He knows all, not only the sins you remember and are ashamed of, God willing, but also those you have forgotten, those you are not even aware that you committed, and especially the ones that you think you can justify. On what will you rely on that day? The day you appear before the judgment seat of God. Those on trial at human courts who are truly innocent, they rely on the evidence to prove their lack of guilt. And those who are truly guilty but claim innocence, they rely on ambiguities in the evidence, the skill of their attorneys, loopholes in the law, and whatever else they can rely on to get a not guilty verdict. But both of these approaches are hopeless before God. just like the unjust steward. In the parable that our Lord Jesus Christ preached, that unjust steward was caught red-handed, caught wasting his master's goods. Very shortly, he would be out of a job, too weak to dig, too ashamed to beg. He acted shrewdly to plan for his future. Calling in his master's debtors, he reduced their bills from 100 to 50 measures of oil, from 100 to 80 measures of wheat. So pleased would these renters have been that when the steward was fired, they received him into their own homes. An interesting point, however. What about the rich man? The steward's boss, once he discovered that his employee had messed with the books, couldn't he just change them back? Couldn't he just have the steward arrested, tried, and jailed for his misdeeds? Of course, he could have. But that is precisely the point. He didn't. Quite the opposite. He commended the steward because he had dealt shrewdly. The unjust steward had banked on the mercy of his master. For not only the steward, but the master as well would have appeared good and gracious in the eyes of the debtors for lowering the amount of their debt. When found guilty before his master with nowhere else to turn, the unjust steward was turned back to the master himself. That man's compassion and generosity were his only hope for the future. His judge became his savior. And so it is with you, my friends, who are by faith in Christ Jesus. The stewardship given you by the Heavenly Father, your body and soul, money and property, various vocations and family, all of these you have abused and misused. To deny this is to deceive only yourself. There's only one hope for you when you stand before the Almighty Judge. There's only one place to be turned, to the Judge himself. A quote from the Scriptures, the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son. But this Son to whom the Father has committed all judgment is also the Son who has been delivered up and has atoned for your sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, not to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Your hope is not that you are better than others. Your hope is not that God has been blind to your wrongdoings. Your hope is not that your good deeds outweigh your misdeeds. Your hope is in the one who sits in judgment upon you. For that one who sits on the throne of judgment is the very one who was willingly nailed to the cross as the one judged for you in your place, making satisfaction. accusations of the devil that are deaf to anything evil said about you. He who made your hands and body, his are the hands that were held in place by the spikes. His is the body tattered and torn in suffering and pierced with the spear. For you, his are the hands which scooped up the water to bathe away your iniquity in holy baptism. The hands that place within your mouth his own body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. His hands have your name inscribed upon them. He knows all this, Judge. But more importantly, he knows that you are his. How? By grace alone, because of his sacrificial atonement alone, by faith alone. O sin, you cannot condemn them, because for them the sinless one has already been condemned. He who knew no sin was made sin for you, that by faith in him you would become the righteousness of God. O devil, you cannot accuse them. You have already been judged yourself. You have nothing in the Son. And if you have nothing in the Son, then you have nothing in them. For by faith Christ abides in them, and they in him. O law, you cannot curse them. For Jesus has become a curse for them. Cursed is everyone who is hung upon a tree, says the law. And on his tree, that is Christ's crucifixion, he has blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that were against you. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised at the right hand of God, who is indeed interceding for us. Your judge is your intercessor. Your brother, priest, and savior is the one before whom you shall stand. And you have nothing to fear. It is appointed for man to die once. And after this comes the judgment. And after the judgment of not guilty, after Christ's righteousness is accounted to you, and you are justified by faith alone, after that true grace moment, comes the words, "Welcome, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Welcome, unjust steward, justified